everyone, you're listening to Love Talk with Kara, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Love Talk with Kara. Thanks for joining. It is episode number 91. We're now in 2024, so I hope everyone is having a great new year so far. I know I have. I've gone through a couple of different changes and been working on some of my goals for 2024, so I hope you have been as well. Episode 91 is going to be, is your head all up in the clouds? So are you someone that has your head up all in the clouds? Is your head and your mind clouded? Are you not thinking straight? Are you clouded with work, other people's conversations all up in your head, giving you bad advice or giving you unwanted advice or butting into your problems or your situation or your business if it's not a problem? And it's clouding your mind because it's filling up your mind with all these unnecessary, like fog almost. It's like coming into your brain and just clouding it up. So you can't think straight and you're like, oh my God, I'm like, how do I get through this? And it's like, you can't sleep because all you can think about is this, and this. So your mind's all clouded, right? Your head's clouded. You're up in the clouds. You can't think. You can't focus, and you don't know how to relax anymore, and you can't get any sleep, which causes more stress, which some people will gain weight during stressful situations. Some people get very angry during stressful situations. Some people snap in situations like this. Some people just are not communicating properly or the way they normally would if they weren't in those types of situations. Does that make sense? So these are all very important, things to think about when your mind is all clouded, okay? There's no way you're going to be able to date someone when your mind is all clouded like this, okay? If you do, it's probably not going to go very well because you're, like I said, you're going to snap. You're going to be stressed. You're going to project that stress onto someone else or you're not going to tell someone the truth or what you normally would say to them when your mind's not clouded. Most people will project a completely different persona of themselves when they're exhausted or when they're tired or when they're starving or when they're upset about something else. They cannot focus very stressed. Or if they're incapacitated, if they've had some type of drug or alcohol or weed or any type of drug, that incapacitates their mind. And they may say something that they normally wouldn't if they weren't incapacitated. Does that make sense? Like their mind is clouded now. So it is what it is. But a lot of people don't know that people are on those things and they're incapacitated and they just think they're crazy. So what I mean, I laugh about it now, even though it's not funny at the same time, but in so many ways, it's like when you already understand the situation, you're like, okay, you can laugh about it. The person, just don't laugh to the person because, they probably want to kick your butt. You don't want to start any fights or with anyone, right? We're not here to fight each other. We're here to try to work things out with each other. But you know what? No one's perfect. There is no relationship that's perfect. There is no relationship that in the world that doesn't have any disagreements and doesn't argue about certain things and gets heated and stuff like that at times. It's not possible. It is what it is. It's going to happen at some point in time. And the only thing I'm trying to explain is that if you're actually just dating, you want to try to be there for your partner, right? So that you can move forward and get into the next level of a relationship and then, engagement or a marriage, okay? That's the whole purpose of dating. Dating is not there just to date. And if that's what you're doing, then you shouldn't be dating, honestly. I'm just going to say it like that. I'm tired of hearing about people that are just going to date so they can hook up with people at random. You know what I mean? So they can use everybody. You can use each other. It's not a healthy way to live. And I'm just going to give it to you that way. That's not an inspiring way to share love with anyone or yourself. That shows that you have no, you know, self-love, because you're just giving yourself up to whoever shows up. Does that make sense? So, I mean, honestly, think about that. That's really important. At the same time, if that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing. And I'm, you know, just beware, the consequences may not be that great. So people would get pregnant all of a sudden and they don't even know who the father is because you randomly were just, you know, giving it to whoever walked by. Does that make sense? And the guy, you know, and then the kid suffers because they don't know who their father is, and or, you know what I mean? It's not a good way to live. And it's not, you're not respecting yourself or each other for that matter if you're doing that. And so if people are coming to you and expecting you or asking you to do certain things that you don't want to do, you need to stand up for yourself and you need to say no. You know, I don't want to do this. And if you do want to do it and you do just want to have casual sex, then okay, that's what you're going to do. Then that's what you're going to do. But just remember, there's different consequences for that that could happen. It's not, doesn't mean they're going to happen, but they could. And so just be prepared for if it were to happen, you know, and there, you know, people could have STDs. You don't know. I mean, I would be very careful, you know, about that, you guys. Anyway, think about what you're doing, ask questions, and, you know, make sure you're being safe. That's important. Have the self-love. If you are dating someone, you've gotten physical, you're not in a relationship yet, and they're not going to put you in a relationship by, you know, deciding that you are in a relationship, then I would suggest that you walk away from them because they're wasting your time, a complete waste of your time. Okay. And I mean, you can give people so many chances and sometimes it's the wrong timing, you know, and then when people are ready, they come back and they're ready. But sometimes people are just going to use you just because they feel like it and they're not a good person. You know, those are not good people, you guys. So if that resonates with you and you feel like you're one of those people that uses people, then I feel sorry for you. I think that you should do some healing so that you stop doing that, because you're only hurting yourself and everyone you come across. So it is what it is. And you, like I said, I posted earlier today in some of my other social medias, you never know what someone's story is. So when you do that and you're hurting someone, you could hurt them even more and do more damage than you even could imagine. And so think about that. I'm here to try to help people heal and understand each other so that they stop doing things like this. Okay. Have enough self-love and self-worth for yourself to understand, you know, the difference, first of all. Okay. I think that's a very important. And then to take the action steps and actually do it. Okay, you can hear about having self-love, but if you don't do it and you don't practice it, then, you know, you're not going to have it. So I think that's important. A lot of people have forgotten how to do that and have not been raised with any of their parents who had self-love either, you know, or even understand what that is either. And so there have been several decades of generations of children who don't have any clue whatsoever what any of this means. And it's so important. And that's why we have so many divorces every day and people just randomly do each other like it's like a normal thing when it's not. Especially the younger kids today. They've been learning all kinds of things that are not okay to learn and or to practice. And it's actually very disturbing. So, plus they have lacked the skills of actually having a one-on-one contact with a human being, and a lot of it's online. So that's been horrifying to listen to as well, and to see how it's affecting our children today. And then the parents and everyone else. It has a ripple effect on everyone. So everyone needs to really be cognizant about how everyone is living and what we're teaching our children today, because they're going to be the leaders tomorrow. And, you know, seriously, I'd be very scared if I was everyone, because they are not learning what they need to learn to be successful in life. And I think it's time that we stood up and started teaching everyone, okay? Self-respect and self-love and self-worth is very important. The mental health of you, of whatever age you are, is very important, okay? Think about this. We can all turn it around and start doing it today. Anyway, if your mind is clouded, you're going to have problems, okay? It is what it is. Consider what it is that's clouding your mind in your head, and start taking action steps to alter those behaviors, okay? Or habits. If they're a habit you have and you don't like it, then start altering those habits and those behaviors little by little. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen overnight. If you're already in a relationship with someone and you're trying to alter your behaviors, then okay, then don't keep that from your partner, though. You need to be vocal and you need to express what's going on and explain it to them, and then they can help support you. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. It's not about someone pushing it, their partner away, and then going to try to do it themselves, which a lot of people do too. But at the same time, your partner is there to help support you. So unless you don't want a partner, you may end up partnerless. Okay? And then you're going to be like, but that's not what I wanted. Well, that's what you did. So apparently, you know, your actions spoke louder than your words, right? You push someone away, they're going to leave. They're not. You expect someone to stay that you're pushing away? No, you guys. Like, you have to think about this stuff. And you did it because your mind was clouded. So my point is, a lot of people push good things away because they don't understand what is actually in front of them. They don't know how to react and respond to good things. They're so used to the negativity in their life that that's all they know. So they think all the negative things are fantastic and normal when they're not. They're actually detrimental and are going to jack them up for life. And then they do. And then they wonder what happened and why. Well, you know, that there's your sign. That was your sign. That was your sign. That was your sign. And this is your sign. So when you think about it, you have to take the action steps, and you have to understand, you know, how to get over any type of habits that are, you know, incapacitating you in your mind, clouding your judgment, making you overreact, making you misjudge, making you blame everyone else for your situations. Sometimes there are other people that are to blame, and I agree with that 100%. Actually, 1 million percent, because there are a lot of crappy people out there that will intentionally try to jack you up. I've had that happen enough times where I'm like, that's enough. But my point is, I'm not the bad person here. I'm still moving forward with my life, right? No one's going to stop me because they can't. They don't have power over my life. And people might think so, but they don't. And they just make themselves look worse every single time they try to do it. So think about that. But my mind's not incapacitated. Theirs is, obviously. Or they have a severe mental illness. Because only a severely mentally ill person will try to play games with people and try to consistently, you know, jack somebody up or mess up with their life, or try to purposely, intentionally harm someone. Does that make sense? Emotionally, physically, you know, mentally, sexually, any of it. Period. You're a mentally ill human being, and you need to go get therapy. And you need to go get therapy now. It's a fact. It is what it is, and I'm only speaking the truth, though. Think about who you have around you. Are people there to support you or not? Are you supportive of them? Are you someone that you have someone that supports you all the time, but you don't support them in anything? Because you're not a good person either. Like, you are a user and abuser. So think about that. Your mind is clouded with your own ego, and you think you're better than everyone, and so you don't support anyone else, but you think everyone should support you. So think about that too. That's not cool either. Consider how you come across to other people, because you're not the only one out there in the world. And some people think they're the only person in the world and what they say matters the most. And that's not true. Okay. Not one of us as human beings knows everything. And there are millions and millions of people out there in the world that all have different perspectives and situations and scenarios. And many of them may be very similar, but at the same time, each individual is valued in what they have to share. Their story is important too. And I think it's important to listen to what it is. At the same time, if you're a person that just likes to lie all the time and you make up a bunch of stuff, that's different also. Then no one should be listening to anything you have to say because you're just a flat out liar. Does that make sense? Because your mind is clouded, because it's incapacitated, or you are have created this persona of yourself to be a compulsive liar. Okay, so think about that. If you're around someone that's like that, then you need to remove yourself from those people because they're toxic. They're going to harm you at some point, or they're going to turn on you in the last second and you don't even know it, or they're talking behind your back and slandering you and you're like, what? What is happening here? And these people are disgusting human beings. So it is what it is. But their minds are the ones that are incapacitated and clouded. So if you have a clouded mind, you are a toxic person. You need to get the help you need to heal, okay? And start turning your life around, because you're only hurting yourself, making yourself look worse each time you do it, and you're harming everyone around you. And sometimes you have no idea how much you're harming others. And now you're just an intentional, flat-out lying bully, is what you are. And, you should have shame in that. That's a shameful way to live. So it is what it is. I want to inspire everyone to either, walk away from anyone who is doing that to you, or point it out to them what they're doing and be specific and allow them to know what behaviors of theirs you feel are clouded and disrespectful and not worthy of your relationship anymore. I think that's a great way to start. Or if you're in a relationship already and you want to keep the relationship going, then explain the same thing, but explain that you're going to need to heal, and this is a support you're going to need from them or from others. Does that make sense? To get through this, to alter those behaviors and become a better version of yourself, because only you can make yourself a better version of yourself. No one else can. Other people inspire you like I do. Like, I'm here to inspire you to take those action steps and make a better version of yourself. But I can't force you to do it. I can sit here and talk about it for years, and discuss things and write a book and sing songs and explain it to you in person or face to face or give a speech, what have you. The thing of it is I can't force you to do it. You have to do it. You have to want to do it. And most people that want to do it are successful because it's their choice and they decided to do it. If anyone else tells you to do it, they're telling you that because they're, hopeful that you will do it, but you have to actually want to do it in order for it to happen. You don't want to do it for someone else. You want to do it for yourself because you have enough self-love and self-worth within inside yourself to respect yourself enough so that you can respect other people. Because if you don't respect yourself, you will rampage over everyone that comes around you. You will hate everyone that comes around you. You will hate everything that comes around you. All you'll do is talk about hate. And it's exhausting to listen to when those type of people are around you. It's exhausting. They're like energy vampires. They will just take all of your energy away. And you're like, man, what just happened here? Yeah. So remove yourself from these people because they are not good for you. Explain what they need to do, in your opinion, that they need to take action steps to go heal and get rid of this toxic behavior. And then give you a call when they're done. You know what I mean? Or if you're already in a relationship, then I'll support you. You know, I'll be here beside you while you do it. At the same time, like I said, you have to make sure you're doing it for yourself. Otherwise, it won't last. You could say, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this because my husband wants me to be better or my wife wants me to be better, but I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. So honestly, you don't change. You just go and do it for them to show up for them, but you're not doing anything for any of you because you don't really think you have a problem. The thing of it is you do have a problem. Most likely you do, okay? Now, don't be in a relationship with a narcissist because they will create a problem for you when you don't have one, and then they'll tell you it's your fault for having them create a problem for you. Then they'll ostracize you for the problem they created for you that they told you did, okay? And then they will blasphemize you and tell everyone else how much of a piece of crap you are and treat you that way and be completely disgusted with you. And it's really them that's jacked up. So remove yourself from those types of people. They're disgusting, despicable human beings. And they have severe mental illness. Okay, and you cannot help them, period. Don't even try to help them. They'll either put themselves in jail because they're going to commit some serious crimes and this stuff will come out of nowhere, or they're going to freaking hurt themselves. Stuff will come back to them. You just leave, okay? Or before they try to kill you, and some of them do. So think about that. Anyway, despicable people. Their minds are clouded, and that is a different type of cloudiness. If your mind is clouded, like I said, take the action steps to uncloud it, okay? It's up to you. So I'm here to inspire you to think about that if your mind is clouded. If you think that there's something you could improve about yourself, then try that out and see how it works. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying. You have nothing to lose, right? You have only everything to gain. So consider that. That's going to be it for tonight with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you're having a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk later. Night, night.